Bernie Sanders to Killer Mike, we're taking on Trump's idea you can steal and cheat your way to success. By Hannah Blow on August 29, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, took another dive into the hip-hop world and sat down for an interview with rapper longtime supporter Michael Killer Mike Render and said he's challenging President Donald Trump's worldview of robbing, stealing, and cheating one's way to the top. Senator Sanders spoke to the Atlanta-based rapper, repeating many of his long-held talking points, Medicare for All and income inequality, and talked about the big picture of his campaign, which he described as taking on Trump's erroneous worldview. I mean what we are taking on, it's not just Trump in his policies. It's what he thinks human life is about. And what he thinks human life is, you rob, you steal, you cheat, you step on people, Then you make $1 billion, Sanders said. That's his understanding of what success is in life. And you're talking about a very, very different success, the White House hopeful said. Prior to that, Killer Mike told Sanders what he believes rich really means. Well, rich is a long life with your children. My grandparents were never rich. They raised 3 successful homeowners. We have never had to go back to them and ask them. That's rich. Rich is being able to spend the time with your family. The Run the Jewels rapper said, prompting Sanders to shake his hand in agreement. Rich not an endless pursuit of money, and I'm a rapper, right? I got a chain on and a Rolex, he added. You know what, I've been trying to say that for several years and this guy just did it a lot better than I did, Sanders said. Killer Mike also defended Sanders from critics who question his attempts to get the hip-hop world on board with his campaign. People ride you a little for getting hip-hop on board, but it's not like you send out feelers in the hottest club. You don't have Bernie Sanders in the compound buying bottles recruiting us, he said. Kids in hip-hop comes from working class and poor environments. The rapper told TMZ last year that he believed Sanders could beat Trump in 2020. We have an opportunity to get a do-over, he said. You know you don't get that. You get a chance to date the woman of your life one time. You fuck it up. You never get her again. But sometimes you get a do-over. I think with Sanders we get a do-over in 20 if he wants, and I think we should take full advantage. And I think he can beat Trump. Sanders made waves in both the hip-hop and political world earlier this month after sitting down for an interview with Please Me rapper Cardi B in a Detroit nail salon.